Miss Karen, so nice to meet you here with all these milkshakes.
Yes. Plenteous milkshakes.
I just wanted to ask, what was River like as a child?
He was a rascal.
Yeah, he never got in trouble because you couldn't catch him, right, River? Yeah.
Kids can be like that.
Wait, you have children. River, you didn't tell me Megan was a mother.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Ooh. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Beyonce.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality. Let's love.
This is the shadiest fucking thing. The way she said that.
Whoa.
This is also a misstep. Again, because I'm going to say this. I don't like to talk about Poodle's dating life, but if you don't tell Poodle that you have children and he's dating you, it's not good.
I agree. Children make things much more complicated. And I, not the little ones, because those can be handled.
Jesus.
Those can be sent off. I'm given a couple of nannies.
Oh.
It's the adult ones who have their own legal representatives. And the ones who have their own personalities and bank accounts, because they can see through a lot. Yeah. Children are an obstacle.
I think this is, let's just talk a little bit real quick about this Megan meeting, and then we can move on to the other
stuff. This is the family, Chantel. Yeah, season 3, episode 8, Truth Be Told. And whoa,
was there a lot of truth in this episode?
This was a crazy episode of television.
You probably have already watched it at this point, but if you haven't watched it, you just want to hear about it. I don't know if it's like trigger warning worthy, but it's just a lot of family trauma. In this episode, it was parts of it were riveting and also hard to watch.
I think it's hard to watch. I don't know if I would say a trigger warning.
I don't think I don't know. I'm just telling people to get ready.
Get ready. It's heavy.
It's like Clay talking to his mom and his dad at his Love is Blind wedding.
The circle, the cycle. And the worst part is how Lydia just kind of laughs at it all. And then when the grandma's like, "Yeah, honey, me too," and I went, "Gunk, gunk, gunk, ding, 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 blink, 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 mouth drop." You can watch us on the watch along, y'all. When
we
grandma
were
says,
shook.
"Yeah, I just found out your grandpa had two kids in Oaxaca," and we went, "Oh, and the seasons they go round and round." Yike.
But that doesn't matter because we have two things we need to talk about. One, for those of you on the $15 tier, there will be a YouTube Live coming up this Sunday. The last weekend of September as we head into Cocktober.
I think it's the 29th, correct? Yeah, 29th.
The YouTube Live will be on the 29th at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern. And then it's going to be October. Someone's going to be having another birthday.
Unfortunately, it happens every year.
Hey,
I feel like they just get quicker and quicker.
Yeah, because time's running out.
I almost choked a little bit. I was like... Well, you know what? It's like time running out for you to get your braces off.
That's just, I'm probably going to be buried. They're going to cremate me
and it'll bury you in braces.
Just, it'll be
anything
like,
left is some just metal.
It'll be on like Murders in the Building, just my braces. If you haven't seen it, sorry, you don't know. But this season is so good.
I'm behind. I've only watched season two.
It is. Oh, I love it. And you know, all people, I talked to my nephew's friend River in Oklahoma. He loved, they live in a tiny house in the country and he loves that show too. I just say everyone Great. Loves it. All right. Let's jump into this. That's what we really, I said, we needed to talk about two things. A, to tell you about the YouTube live, and B, to talk about the weirdness of this family meeting this woman with four huge milkshakes that look like props from Grease.
It is, I think this is a risk to go into a meeting like this with so much dairy. and then later on they get food. But I have said on the podcast before, I can never finish a milkshake. But some of you have said, I have no problem.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I can eat ice cream, but I can only eat like one scoop. Riveting.
Kinda
Who
like,
gives a shit?
Kind of like you can only eat one bite of cake. Cut to you ate.
That's not a problem.
Half a cake.
I can eat cake. Very different. y'all, it's the meeting of Megan for the first time at some weird diner. And I think what's interesting here is it's interesting, and Megan picks up on it. She's like, they didn't really seem to care about me.
She does say that.
They were nice. They don't give a shit about you.
They don't give a
Only
shit about
Only until they have to deal with you in their own family do they give a shit about you.
Yep. They don't give a shit.
They're self-involved people.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
And so, y'all, Karen is trying to be as cordial as she can, but she's like, so, and Chantel, on the other hand, is just like, her fangs are dripping. And she's like, how long have you been dating? And a couple of months. And y'all, River's got his arm around her.
He does.
And she's like, River's told me y'all have high expectations of significant others who enter the family. So it's no pressure.
No pressure.
Chantel's like, I think I've got some baby pictures somewhere. And that's when they're talking about the beginning where she's like, River was a rascal. And they find out that Megan has a child. And Chantel's face immediately just, it kind of goes, her eyes kind of deaden. And she's like, oh, you have children. I didn't know you were a mom. And River's like, you never asked. She's a great mom.
But even Megan is like, I would have expected him to say that I had a child.
Well, he can't because he knows that's a strike against her with his family.
But he should have told, he should have told her that. But then what is that? Then that makes her nervous. And maybe you don't tell, but I don't know. You can't win with this family.
Just like Winter did, it's better to surprise them. Because it's better on camera.
That's what you do.
I prefer a good surprise. So where is your son today? Like, she's like, oh, I just left him at home locked in the house. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what? Why does that matter?
He stops kicking after an hour and just lays there. She's like, of course, he's with a sitter. So, Chantel's like, well, the only problem is, you know, you be really careful to introduce your kid because you want to make sure it works out. And Megan's like,
it's going to be in the child's life.
I know. And Megan's like, but I'm not putting a time frame on this. We're not putting labels and frames.
Did you think this was really forward of Chantel to say, well, you know.
Yes.
How, when you have children, you should really be careful about how you introduce people.
You don't have children. Sit down.
I just was like, who asked you?
And you're not a mother.
So she basically says, Megan says, we'll introduce him when it's right. And Chantel's like, well, this is our first time meeting a girlfriend, so... It's very important. And she's like, River's, they're doing a little interview after it. And she's like, River's ready to go all the way, but Megan is pumping the brakes. and they're at different places in their lives, and she's worried that he might get his heart broken. And Chantel suddenly says, well, one thing you know is our family is very protective of each other. And Carrie's like, if anyone jumps off, everyone jumps off.
Everyone jumps into.
We die together.
Yes. We're like, as my husband says, trampolines.
Trampolines. That's when Megan says, they didn't really seem interested in getting
that
to know
was,
me.
That was so, they didn't seem like they gave a shit. And that's it. There's a little bit of in the car where Chantel's like, I worry about the distance.
Yeah.
And River says, our family kind of is known for dating people that are, live in other countries. I think it's fine.
Did you notice when he said, because what was your impression? And Karen keeps saying, your friend sure is pretty. That was her first thing. And your friend.
Your friend. And he, do you like what she says? Well, and he's like, well, I'm just trying to figure out where things are going right now. And she's like, well, that's all that matters. And I thought, that is not all that matters. No, 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 no.
Y'all,
no.
They're going to run her off. Don't worry. Yeah. If she wasn't bought and paid for by production, they're going to run her off.
Yeah.
They'll, should we talk about the other scene in Atlanta before we go all the way to the DR and even more into the Campo? This suddenly happened. I gotta say, they made all of this happen in one episode, and I feel like we're gonna ramp up. We must be ramping up for, the next three episodes.
I think we're going to have a lot of Pedro family drama.
Yeah.
And so that's why they kind of accelerated the family Chantel drama. And because we find out after an argument, Jaw asked Winter to leave. And Winter kind of explained, she said, I woke up and he wasn't speaking to me the way I deserved to be spoken to. And we had a bad argument and he told me I wasn't tied to anything and that I can just leave.
And she said it was actually embarrassing. I wasn't sure I was even going to come here because
it is heartbreaking when she's talking about I raised his kid. Like,
yeah,
it's
well, I think she was embarrassed because her family has been saying that's why she was embarrassed. It's just she now would have to admit they were right, and she didn't. She just feels foolish, and it's a shame. And I guess when you're with someone for 7 years, you just get used to it.
Oh yeah.
And that's a shame. Oh, yeah.
It's part of your, it's hard to differentiate just the, not even an identity, but just like the normalness of usually every part of your life is with that person. And I think especially for, I mean, I think after breaking up with him, Winter's probably going to feel like she's on fucking vacation after dating this numbnut.
Yeah. Anyway, y'all, he said he asked her that day, that morning, how would you feel if your daughter was in a polygamous relationship?
Wait a minute. Do you mean bigamy? Is he a polygamist?
So he broke up with you to talk about polygamy after proposing to you in an escape room.
I had to, that sentence I wrote down.
Oh, it was fantastic. It just
rolled around in my head.
He broke up with you to talk about polygamy after proposing to you in an escape room.
Oh, that was chef's kiss. Chef's kiss.
And she said, she asked him if he wanted a polygamous relationship, and he said no, but.
But Thomas brought it up. Thomas even says, well, if he's talking about that, then clearly he wants a polygamy.
Yes. He definitely wants a epididymy. Epididymous. that reminds me of the little hippo. Moo Dang.
The one that's showing everywhere.
Moo Ding. Yes.
I don't think it's very cute.
People are going to come for you. Cancel her.
Looks really.
He's coming for Moo Ding.
It looks like really slimy.
I was going to say the hippo is very slick.
Yeah.
It's a very slick hippo.
I don't know. And it doesn't look very cute to me, y'all. Sorry. Boy, it's like a little mole.
What an opinion.
Well, I'm going to take a break stance. It was nice having a podcast, y'all.
I know.
See you later.
After. And then we got canceled at Bout Mooding. You know what? I don't have an opinion one way or the other, to be honest.
No, well.
Mooding does not affect my life that much, except for memes.
Where is Mooding? In Tennessee?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. All right. Go with God, Mooding.
We wish you the best. We wish you the best, Mr. Ding.
I actually do. I don't know if it's Mr. or Mrs.
Miss Ding.
I'm not sure.
Lord Ding. We find out.
As he was supposed to, I liked
that was
it
jumping
when
ahead, but
she basically said, and Karen says, well, that's what he wanted all along, a polygamous relationship.
Yes, that's what he wanted all along.
And then River, in a, I don't know, a flight of
emotion,
insight, said, if a person's asked about polygamy, they're going to talk about roles. They want to do polygamy. They're going to talk about men's roles and females. That's a weak man. He's trying to control you. And
Richard's like, yeah, because she brought up too, we kept getting into conversations about women and their duties.
Which we have, they've kind of hinted at the whole season. I don't know what he actually ever said fully.
I think he's seeking sister wife and wants to be like the couple where the guy doesn't work. He just takes care of the baby in a suit and all the women work and pay. I think that's what Ja wants.
Well, he was kind of like pulling he was pulling an L. Ron Hubbard and trying to kind of create his own religion.
Yeah. This guy is so scary.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah, it's gross. So he says later on, Chantel comes over I think this is the next day, I believe. And she's like, got some girly things and they're going to do some masks. Unfortunately, they both got a face full of makeup.
Yeah. You got to take that off first, honey.
And so Winterkeep starts saying, yeah, he was saying stuff like, do you think you should call me Lord? And Chantel's like, that's fucking Bible times they call each other my Lord.
No, well, you forgot that Chantel goes, that's Bible times they called my Lord. And she does this voice.
I think that was Edwardian England, but that's okay.
When she did it,
I know what she's saying, but maybe she thinks everyone in the Bible spoke in a British accent. The thing is, y'all, Chantel's not really dumb. She has a very limited.
She has no curiosity.
She has no curiosity. She doesn't know a lot about history. She knows people better than she knows book learning. Let's just say that. But I'm sure she knows nursing.
I'm sure.
That doesn't have to be. She didn't have to take a lot of history, I'm sure. So. Anyway, the one thing that Winter keeps saying, we weren't married yet. I don't know why he wanted me to call me. She's like, she was believing this stuff.
She said, we weren't married yet. She said, but he wasn't doing the things that equal to him being able to be a married man. And that was kind of coded. And I took from that, I don't think he was working or supporting.
Yeah, probably. And later on, he said, I didn't want to call him Lord or King because he didn't deserve it. You don't need to call a man King. Forget that.
I mean,
come on.
Have I called a man King in fits of passion? Maybe.
What does that do, though? Like,
look, they want a queen. They can be a king. I don't care. Just do what you came here to do.
Wow. So she's like, I decided to leave. I said, I don't deserve this. She called Karen and says, I'm coming over.
She did. Chantel's like, I'm so glad you did it.
They're wearing face masks, but all of a sudden, they're in masks. And I don't know if this is any time later, but it's like, Ja is all of a sudden outside in a car. And y'all, this was not planned.
No.
Because as we saw, Thomas is in a full bathrobe and a mask and a fedora.
And a fedora.
So probably his hair wasn't ready for prime time.
No.
So the motherfucker put a fedora on.
And Rivers in a robe too.
Is it 11:30 in the morning?
I think it's very early. And he is sitting outside the house. And Winter's like, why is this happening? And Chantel says, call him and listen to him. So she calls on speakerphone. And he's like, I'm outside. And I want to talk to you. And she's like, about what? He's like, and he never says what. What's it about? He's just like, let's talk now. Winter says, no, let's do it now on the phone. And basically, she says, look, he's like, I want to talk about our relationship. And she said, you told me to come back and get my jewelry. We've already switched the car insurance. Like, this guy went all in and like ended things with her. And he's like, but I wanted to have closure. Y'all, he didn't want to do his own dishes.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
He wanted a maid. Yeah.
Yes. And
someone to watch his kid.
He missed Winter. He missed fuck. I've got to do fucking shit now.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the worst kind of guy.
He's gross.
I must say, one of my favorite things is you can tell Chantel reapplied her makeup
100%.
Before the scene.
Yeah, she did. She did.
Everything was scary, but Chantel had enough frame of mind to reapply her makeup before this scene.
That's what I.
So she says no. She says, this is closure. I wish you a happy life. And they're all proud of her. Let's get to part two of Family Mess. Good for her.
Good for her.
We are going to the Campo. Y'all, if you thought Alejandro was going to be the big topic talked about at the Campo,
he's old.
You were wrong. It seems like that's the starting point, because the starting point is that Nicole is a novia to a man who is already married. And yes. we're hitting upon a cultural touchstone for Pedro's family.
I love Pedro's sentence. He says, my sister has a washed brain.
She has a washed brain.
A washed brain.
It's obviously brainwashed, but so we are, Nicole is still pissed off this morning.
Yes.
And Pedro's like, so, Mom.
They're in the car on the way to Grandma's house, we should say that.
Since you never told me about anything about our father, I'm going to ask. And Nicole's like, yeah, I love how she plays dumb with this topic.
And Mom's like, playing dumb?
And
she's like, we got dumped, Mom.
This is the best part. Lydia is like, what's there to talk about? It is.
And questions and gaslights him. Like when Nicole said, we got dumped, Mom goes, what do you mean got dumped?
But that is, it's obviously a defense mechanism to do it, but it's scary to watch how good she is.
Scary. Yeah, she's a master.
And she's like, he's like, well, what do you mean? What Christmases did he spend with us? What graduations did he go to? No, we were just the bastard children. She goes, bastards don't have last names. In like the coolest way possible. This was some Succession level shit.
When she said that, Nicole goes, and we are so grateful.
Wow.
So grateful for a last name. Thank you. And Pedro, and Mom says, you do need to be more grateful. And Pedro says,
be grateful
what?
You were born.
We had nothing. We had nothing.
He said he was traumatized. And she's like, oh, trauma, please.
Her laughter. Yes. She says, don't make me laugh.
Yeah. It is so interesting. What we're going to find out later, if you haven't watched, is the generational trauma for this woman has made her so hard that she can, and cruel, and she can only protect herself and laugh at her kids' feelings.
Yeah.
And he's like, be grateful. He's like, born for what? To suffer. And then she's kind of like, she's gonna say it. And Nicole says, how'd you find out he had another family? So y'all, I think this is the first time she's ever opened up.
I think so too.
And Lydia says, when I met him, he said he was single, then went on and then Pedro, you were born, and then he told me he had three kids, but he's separated. Then, a few months later, he got back together with his wife. And then Nicole says, then why did you have me? Have another child? And this destroyed me. But in a way, I was like, oh my God. She says, I never wanted to have children from two different men. So I thought, since I already have Junior, I'll have one more from this fool and that's it. Punto. So how is Nicole supposed to feel?
It's really horrible that she tells her that and then tells her that without any without any empathy for how that's going to make a kid feel.
In other words, I knew that your husband, my husband, who I thought was my husband, was lying to me. And I thought, I don't want to have two kids from different fathers. It's just easier that way. It's easier for me and probably easier for them later. They'll be full brother and sister, you know. And she went, that's
the story. It
really
kind of goes back real quick. It kind of goes back, though, to what maybe she was. But it was like Chantel did ask, like, it feels like there's more to this story. And yep. She was a little right for her for asking that.
So Pedro says, something doesn't add up. She's like, stop bothering me. Good Lord. Why do you want to know how you the history of where you came from? Oh. And she said, and Lydia says, I don't understand why Pedro thinks he had a bad childhood. He was loved. He was cared for. He needs to accept life as it is, which I guarantee you the grandmother told Lydia.
Yes. She's like, you know, it's all in the past. And she's like, everyone goes through
the past,
bad times.
She's a past.
But then Pedro blinks up. He's like, no, mommy. He's like, what about the plate of food that we all needed to share? Mm-hmm. Or how about you when not you eating eat. So you can feed us? And he says, but then you tell me the story. And he's like, it was his fault. You said that it's all his fault. And his mom goes, but that's not how it is.
Oh, this was unreal. Nicole starts to cry in the back and she says, he left. I wasn't going to chase him. This is like the third act of an Arthur Miller play.
Yes.
It is incredible.
It's incredible. And she's kind of like, she said, I wasn't going to chase
him. Less yelling.
It is what it is. And Nicole said, you didn't grow up with a dad, so you don't understand. Oh. And she goes, oh, Lord. Adios mio. You two are very emotional
so
today.
So emotional today.
What a fucking monster thing to say to your children.
But yes,
it's really horrible.
But it's just like, it's exactly where she comes from. And this could not have gone. This was almost like it was scripted.
Yeah, it was.
It was that kind of thing. And Pedro, so they arrive at grandmother's in the campo. And Pedro's like, we don't want to hurt my grandmother with all this stuff. So we're going to be nice about this. And so the cousins are asking about Alejandro and I was like, uh-oh. And Nicole's like, you know, they don't like him. You know how they are. But Lydia's like, what advice can you give her to looking around to everyone else? Cause y'all, Lydia knows how this is going to go.
Yeah.
She already knows. That's why she's sitting there with a big smile on her face.
Like a Cheshire cat.
Yes. And she's like, well, ask him. Tell him. What kind of advice can you give her? He's already married. And the women, and even the men, they kind of just look and smile.
They're like,
they just,
oh,
and
sure.
And Nicole's like, and our father, was he single? Thinks it's going to be, and Lydia's like, that doesn't matter. Oh, come on. Pedro says, Grandma, do you want Nicole to be with a married man? And she basically says, don't bring me into this, Pedro. I don't know him.
She says, I don't know him. I'm out
don't
of this.
Don't handle it.
But do you think that a person who has a girlfriend should be with another woman? Is that okay? And grandmother, you can tell y'all that the reason Pedro's mom acts the way she did is because she probably grew up, I think
yes.
She grew up with an emotionally abusive mother too, because
yes.
She goes from 0 to 100 and gets really angry.
Let me tell you something.
Yes.
Love is crazy. Love makes you drunk and fall in love with anyone. That's enough. I've spoken.
And it's, yes, she gets loca and she keeps talking about how crazy it is and enough. I don't want to hear anymore. And And she says, if we don't like it, but she does, that's it. That's all we can say. And Nicole goes, thank you, thank you, thank you. And Pedro does this thing often where he doesn't want to cry. So he does, I use the word maniacal. It's not correct, but it does, it's this sickening laugh that he does because it's pain.
It's covering.
It's pain coming out from the laugh. And he does this laugh and he says.
No, Lydia does the same thing.
Yeah. And he laughs and he says, he's like, what are you thinking? He's like, animals have three or four women. So beware, men are animals. And she's like, this is none of your business. And I couldn't believe that he calls his own sister a slut.
Oh, this was, he said, you should be ashamed. He's like, you should be ashamed. He's like, you're the one who should be ashamed. You're a slut who'll sleep with anyone. But the thing is, y'all, now it's like this has been said in front of everybody. And I think everyone's just so numb that none of them seem to really be bothered by it.
And this probably happens more.
Does. And so Nicole gets up, they fight, and the grandma's beating the table saying, shame on you.
Shame on all of you.
It's August Campo County.
It is August Campo County.
Someone's going to eat the fish soon.
And Nicole's like, he crossed the line. Pedro crossed the line. And Pedro says, I have a question. And then later they kind of calm down and Pedro says, Nicole moves to the, y'all, it is very like, from a family therapy perspective, she was sitting across from the women, but then she moves to the other side where they are. And it's just Pedro sitting there. And he said, Grandma, I have a question. How did my mother meet Pedro, my father? What's the story?
She says, she was coming home from school and he saw her and fell in love. And he would visit her?
Yep. Always and with packages.
Lydia
full of
said,
packages.
He came, he always had a car full of packages. It's like, oh, so you're a gold digger. And y'all, Lydia's just laughing her ass off.
Yeah. She was like, I'm not a gold. He would just come and unload like, his
that's
car.
How
and
things
I accepted.
Were.
That's how they were.
And then the grandma's like, if we needed something, he would get it for us. And in that moment, Pedro realized, oh shit, everything I've constructed about values about my life, everyone I was raised for, did not have the same values that they instructed me with.
Yeah. It's almost an identity crisis. Because grandma says, we found out he was married, but they were already together. So what could we do? Oh, well.
And also, your grandfather had two kids. And everyone just goes, oh. Everyone else knew it. Maybe Pedro and Nicole didn't know that.
And Lydia even says, it's a cycle with men here. What's the problem?
She basically went, the grandfather, the great-grandfather, all of them are like that. Così fan tutte.
Wow.
That's Italian, but not Spanish. But Pedro says, he's got his hands in his head at this point. And Lydia goes, what's your problem? This is so fucking cinematic. I was dying.
It is.
I will say, if you have not watched this episode, this is one of the craziest episodes of reality television I've ever watched.
That's crazy. And grandma says, a man is single wherever he goes.
Oh, I think that's fair. And Lydia's like, that's Dominican culture. That's it, honey. You're one of us. And that's where... That's interesting. And he's like, I'm different because I'm loyal to one woman. He gets up and Nicole's like, we're all children of affairs. That's it.
And he laughs and goes, wee! And Pedro's just hanging his head and says to the camera, he says, they were all laughing and bullying me. And Pedro's mom's going, why are you leaving? Why? And he's like, you're crazy. And she goes, you can't take it.
And then he's like, I try to be a good man. He starts to sob.
He does.
He's like, I want to be fighting for my love. And I don't know what I am. I don't know who I am. I don't know who I come from. And
that's when he does that kind of deep laugh, like cry. And... It is ironic that we don't know a lot, but I think he and Chantel divorced because he cheated on her.
Is that ever covered in the show?
I don't know if that's true or not. Well, I think their last season is when they cover it.
Okay.
Yeah, their breakup. So, but I'm just saying, if that's true,
mm-hmm. it fulfills this kind of prophecy.
This is like this weird, you're right. This is so, it's like, it is so cinematic. That's the best word for it.
The next AM, Lydia's making Pedro.
Look at this beautiful breakfast I made for you.
And he's like, I don't eat breakfast. I'm going to cut phase. And she said, he's like, and Pedro said, maybe I was hating my father for no reason. All these like thoughts. And
mom says, where is Nicole?
Who cares? You're the same.
And she goes, oh, what do you mean we're the same?
It's like, so it's who's fine.
Who's done something bad? Who's
it's
done something
bad? It's fine for
bad?
A man to have multiple women. She's like, I explained all this yesterday to you. This is what we do here.
Forget about it and have coffee. I made you breakfast.
She kept saying that. I lovingly made you breakfast, Pedro. And then so later on, she's like, Nicole learned from you. And from grandma. That's why she's with Alejandro. And then he says, if Alejandro had money, would you be okay with him? And she goes, first question is, what money? And he's like, no, if he had money. She's like, it's fine. Sure, why not?
She fully
says,
yeah.
And then he goes, but since he doesn't have anything, he's out. She's like, yep, that's pretty much the long and short of it. And that moment he goes, holy fuck, no one has any values here. And she's like, oh, to talk about values.
Oh, he said, you don't think about others. You just say, screw your children. And she goes, ah, ha, 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 and laughs at him. And he says, dad was never going to be around. You're the ones who screwed up.
And Lydia says, every family has its own story. Y'all, that could have been the pull quote of the movie poster of this episode.
Yes.
Shit.
Yeah. Each family has its story, and this is a story we have to face and make the best of it.
And the producer did, he walks away, Pedro walks away. Producer says, Chantel's accused your family of using her. Maybe that was true. And he said, maybe that was true. Maybe this is the way they are. Maybe this is the way I am.
Maybe my family takes advantage of people. And I've been blind the entire time.
And Pedro's existential crisis is complete.
Who am I?
John Valjean!
What an episode of television.
It was a great episode of television. That's the show.
Like, y'all, we could only tell you what happened. There was just so much. We just kind of sat there dumbfounded on the watch along.
It was, again, we're starting to say this more and more truthfully instead of ironically. It was riveting.
Oh, it's totally riveting.
It is. I'm trying to find out. No, I don't want that. Where is, I want to know, how many episodes do we have again? 12?
12.
Wow. It's, yeah, I think
so. We've got four left in this season. And y'all, guess what? The Dum Dum Squad is heading to the DR, it looks like, again.
We do see it next week. It looks like how could Pedro not want someone there who actually gives a shit about him?
Yeah. I think it would be good for Chantel to come. Not necessarily the rest of the family. Karen's like, oh, I would love to come to the DR. Thank you. And Chantel's like, I wasn't inviting you. Just winter.
Oh, it's going to be.
It's going to be good.
I'm excited.
Oh, what a great episode of television.
I cannot believe
I never wanted to cover them.
I know we were wrong. And because we know what happens, it's this weird thing of like sometimes which happens in television where you know what the ending of the story is, but you are wondering, how the fuck do we get there?
How do we get there? Yeah.
All right. Oh, y'all, what a great, this is kind of my favorite thing we watch right now.
It's pretty great. I don't know.
It's pretty great.
I really love B90 right now.
I mean, maybe Love is Blind. Y'all, we just covered the first episode of Love is Blind because we got the screeners. Woo! I think it's going to be a good wild ride, so hang the fuck on. But until then, y'all, thank you again for giving... You had a little break last week, so we appreciate that. But we're back in action, and we're going to be raw dogging you with good old content. So I hope you're happy, y'all. All right. We will see you next week. Until then, this is Reality Gaze, reminding all of you to not
be stupid Americans.